Well, as Dave Ramsey says, we need to live like no one else so that later, if you know it, join with me, so that later we can live like no one else. And for those of you who don't know, the basic outline of this sermon series comes from Dave Ramsey in his book, The Total Money Makeover, A Good Christian Man. So just to remind you from whence we've come, we began with the valley of the shadow of debt. In it, we talked about how we get into debt and Dave's debt myths. Next came budgeting, dieting, and root canals, which all three of those are about on the same pain threshold for me. We discussed how to budget our finances. And our third sermon was a latte spurned is a fortune earned. In it, we talked about little ways to save money, such as not buying a $3.50 latte every day will save you $1,400 a year in which you could invest and earn interest on. We also talked about our emergency fund and the debt snowball, how you pay off smaller debt and then you use that, whatever you're paying, to pay the next debt that's just a little bit larger and it snowballs on you. It's a great way to use that. Well, this week we're going to talk about the rich and the poor. And although this is a concept of much depth and breadth, I'm going to try to tackle it today. If you want to get your insert out that I like to do, sermon notes, grab a pen or a pencil. On the back of the sermon notes is a study guide that I invite you to take home with your insert that had your prayer concerns on it. And use this as a study guide this week. But for now, if you want to grab a pen or a pencil along with that sermon notes. Well, rich and poor. I thought that would be a good place for us to begin this morning. As you think about rich, what is rich? When you hear the word rich, what comes to mind? Now, don't think about it. Just start saying, what comes to mind when you hear the word rich? Money? I heard something else. Chocolate. You know, I try to think of all the avenues this might go, and that was not one of them. So, money and chocolate. What else? Health? Security? What'd you say? A big house. All right. Anybody else? There's another word I'm looking for that the 820 service didn't say either. Maybe it didn't compute with this. Okay. Content, freedom, security, power. That's the one I was looking for. Do you not think of power when you hear the word rich? Or is that just so deep-seated in our psyche, it's kind of assumed? Maybe. Never been there. Amen to that, brother. I got you on that. All right. What about poor? What is poor? When you hear the word poor, what comes to mind? Homeless? I hear a lot of rumbling, but, you know, I got to speak clearly for me to understand you. Huh? Without? Poor in spirit. Somebody's getting a jump start on me back there. All right? Now, let me ask you. If we would take someone that is poor from, let's say, the Midwest, and place them in Appalachia or in Africa or the Middle East, what would we still call them poor in that culture? So really the terms rich and poor are relative terms, aren't they? They're relative terms, aren't they? Yeah, they're relative terms. Depending on where you are, poor might be rich. Or vice versa. Right?